Education and Beyond is brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation.
For Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation includes four important remits, each having their own individual strengths, involving a number of measures and policies at national level, participation within European Union fora, and series of international collaborations. This is Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Throughout this series, we shall be looking into the priority areas which underpin the EU and international dimension of the Ministry. Thank you for joining us. In this episode, we shall be discussing digitalization in education. I am Norbert Cilia, Senior Manager of the International Relations Unit at the International Relations and Program Implementation Directorate, within the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In order to discuss today's topic in more detail, I have the pleasure to introduce today's panel, composed of Jean-Claude Kirkop, Manager 1 of the International Relations Unit within the same directorate, and Mr. Grazio Cristi, Director for Digital Literacy and Transversal Skills within the Ministry. This directorate has an important role in the digitalization of education and to support educators to innovate their pedagogy through effective use of various digital technologies for more engaging teaching, learning and assessment. We also support schools to equip students since early years with digital competences. Thank you, Grazio, for joining us today. As we all know, the objective of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation is to provide present and future generations with the necessary skills and talents for citizenship and employability in the 21st century and beyond. Could you please elaborate more on the role of the Directorate for Digital Literacy and Transversal Skills?
Thank you, Norbert. As you have already said, the Directorate of the Digital Literacy and Transversal Skills, which is part of the Ministry for Education, Sports, Youth and Innovation, which is quite a big ministry, as we all know, has always been committed to maximize every opportunity and fulfill realization of digital competences that are critical not only for survival in this digital era, but also for quality teaching and learning in an inclusive environment, and to equip the future workforce with the skills required to participate in the economy. So, in this regard, the use of digital technologies and acquisition of digital competences will enable educators and students in safeguarding their well-being and privacy for the use of technology.
Thanks, Grazio, for your reply. You have made reference to digital competences as being the vital 21st century skills for students and educators. What are digital competences? And why are these so essential?
Okay, thank you, Jean-Carl. So digital competences, they are given a lot of importance everywhere, particularly in the European Commission, and there are a lot of forums discussing these. Are very important because they include not only skills, as we used to discuss before, but they include also knowledge and attitudes. And they are not only strictly about digital, but as you will see, they are more open for the everyday living and entertaining, and also the healthy lifestyle of every person in the society. So these digital competencies are essential educational pathways, professional integration, and civic life in the society, which constantly changing technological environment. As we all know, technological world and all the world around us is changing constantly, and we have to not only cater for the changes, but we have to be also forward-looking and maximize the potential that these changes will bring. So the digital education vision for the European schools states that digital competences must be developed in every learner. There is a quote where they say that every pupil and student develops throughout his European education schools education the digital competences to foster confident, critical, responsible, and creative use of and engagement with digital technologies for learning at work and for participation in the society. This is also a big challenge for the European Union to have an inclusive citizens that participate in everyday life of society, including also for the well-being of democracy, voting and participating politically as well. The DigCom framework identifies the key competences, which are five areas basically. These five areas are mainly information and data literacy. The aim of this is to articulate information needs to locate and retrieve digital data, information, and content, to judge the relevance of the sources and its content, and to store, manage, and organize digital data, information, and content. So as we can see, this is quite a basic competence that all of us need to know. The second area of digital competences is communication and collaboration. And this includes to interact, to communicate, and to collaborate through digital technologies, while being aware of cultural and generational diversity, to participate in society through public and private digital services, and participatory citizenship. This also includes how to manage one's digital presence, identity, and reputation nowadays with social media and so on. All of us know that we must be really well aware of what we post, we publish, how to comment about what is going on around us. The third pillar of the digital competences is digital content creation. So here we see learners, the students, and all the citizens, not just as passive receivers of information and of digital technologies, but they can be also digital creators themselves. Nowadays, there are different apps and social media that allows everyone to become a digital content creator, such as, for example, TikTok. But as we all know, some of the times it's not well used, or perhaps there might be incidents where a person might be embarrassed or might create some problems around him with the wrong use of these digital tools as well. So as regards digital content creation, this includes to create and edit digital content. As we all see, sometimes there are also manipulation of photos as well, which is, there's an ethical discussion about it as well. To improve and integrate information and content into an existing body of knowledge, while understanding how copyright and licenses are to be applied. And this we also teach to students and educators, that when you are taking some information from somewhere, you need to accredit the person. Even if you're using an image for a PowerPoint presentation, for example, it's good to say from where you take it, because that is the intellectual property concept. To know how to give understandable instructions for computer systems, that is also part of the digital content creation. So as you can see, those are the first three main areas of digital competences. There are two more, which are also highly important: safety and problem solving. And I'm going to explain them in further details. As regards safety, this includes how to protect the devices, the physical devices, how to protect the content that you have created, all right, from any copying and so on. Personal data, we all know that we are all crazy about the GDPR, that we need to safeguard our data and protect it as much as we can. And privacy in digital environments, to protect physical and psychological health, and to be aware of digital technologies for social well-being and social inclusion. Another point is to be aware of the environmental impact of digital technologies on their use. So safety while using digital technologies and internet is very important. Another aspect of the digital competences is problem solving. To identify needs and problems, okay, this is very important because nowadays we are not only talking about problem solving, but also how to identify the problems and sometimes how to also create them in order to solve, disseminate, solve them bit by bit. Resolve problems and problem situation in digital environments. To use digital tools to innovate processes and products. Another aspect is to keep up to date with the digital evaluation. So as you can see, digital competences is quite are quite vast. Okay, an important point is that digital competences we try as much as we can to equip students with them across subjects, because there is no subject particularly for digital competences, but we try to include them in all the subjects. But this is a big challenge because they belong to everyone and they belong to no one at the same time. So that is a challenge that we face every day.
Thanks again, Grazio, for the information. Let's turn now again to the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. How does the Directorate for Digital Literacy and Transversal Skills support teachers, teaching, and the teaching profession?
Okay, thank you, Giancarlo. This is a very important question. We all know that teachers have an important role in education. No matter how much technology we include in the education system and how many software, and nowadays we have also AI-powered software where students can use software which can take note of their level of competence in an area, for example, in maths, and they provide them with different problems and sums to challenge them to move to the next level. So even though there are these technologies which are important and we need to use them to facilitate teaching, learning and assessment, as you mentioned, teachers have and will still have a key role in education system. So in this regard, the Directorate for Digital Literacy and Transversal Skills consistently and throughout the support service that we offer to schools empowers different sectors of educators, including the school leadership team, the head of school and assistant heads, and nowadays also the heads of college network, which are the leaders of the colleges, to take ownership of digital education in their respective schools and to see that this area is given its due importance in the school development plan. Okay, the school development plan is the annual plan of the school. It is important to give it importance because what is written in there, it will be implemented. So we work a lot with schools to include digital education in the school development plan to give it. It's important not just to do a favor to someone, but nowadays, as we mentioned before, digital competences are one of the key competences that even the European Commission recognizes. They are as important as basic literacy, as numeracy, as communication, as collaboration, okay? So they are important and we cannot live without them nowadays. For example, schools are encouraged to participate in Selfie. Selfie is an initiative, a European-based initiative, stands for self-reflection on effective learning by fostering the use of innovation, education, technology. All right. This is interesting because both educators and learners, the students, can self-reflect on their level of digital competences and they seek out help how to improve their digital competences. Through this tool, Okay? Schools can become more aware of what's working well, where improvement is needed, and what are the priorities when using digital technologies in the learning process that goes in school. So in this regard, the school can move on to set and accomplish specific targets, to manage digital resources, and to identify the training needs of its staff. In this more focused manner, the school can then move on to plan ahead continuous professional development, disability, the ongoing training that they provide to teachers, to educators, because we are also including learning support educators as well. And there are also other different educators, the support teachers, the preparatory teachers, and so on. Those who educate, have an educational role in schools, we also consider them as educators. So this training that is provided address the gaps identified as soon and the school, of course, will improve in that area. So in this manner, the school has the facility to help the educators to acquire the digital competences they need at the right level to suit their requirements, with the added prospects on monitoring the progress being made from time to time, when the school avails itself to repeat the whole evaluation process, because this is an ongoing process and they can do it another time to see if there was an improvement or as they identify new areas where they need to work on. Such a repeat will provide the school the benefit to compare the outcome result with earlier ones for any noted differences, positive and negative, and of course they act upon them. Moreover, the school is in a far better position to tweak and adjust the training programs that best suit to meet the educators' real needs, which without the availability of this tool, the process will far less agile to react to the real changes that need to be made in time. Okay, this is quite critical, because sometimes the industry sector criticizes the education sector that we are a bit slow moving and we are not well catering for the agile changes that are happening in the industry and the world around us. It is debatable, because of course there are so much ongoing changes in education that sometimes teachers then on the other hand complain of change fatigue, because things are changing so fast. So we need to find a balance between coping with the enormous changes that are going on and the well-being of educators and students as well. So, as regards teachers, educators as well, further support is offered through eTwinning. Okay, we are, Malta is a member of the eTwinning fora and other fora, international fora. The eTwinning is very interesting because it is a community of educators and students where they have opportunity to communicate and collaborate and develop projects together about different areas of the curriculum. Okay, so they help each other, and they, even if they create a project, they have international audience for their project. And we are seeing this eTwinning in Malta having great success. In fact, Malta has the highest rate of registrations and participations and projects pro rata with other countries. And we've been doing this success for quite a number of years now. And a small point is that the eTwinning is part of, co-funded by Erasmus, the European Programme for Education, Training, Youth and Sports.
Thank you very much for sharing this information about the support given to both students and educators for digitalization in education. We're now stopping for a short break. For school education, as important as understanding digital competence itself is knowing how to help develop it. Hence, our discussion in the second part of the podcast will focus on digital education at national level and also at international level, and how this is essential for learning, work, and active participation in society.
Welcome back. You're listening to Education and Beyond. This is a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. I am Jean-Carl Kirkop, and in today's episode, we are discussing digitalization in education. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email, euaffairs.myr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives and to visit our website, www.education.gov.mt. in order to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Additionally, for further information on the Directorate for Digital Literacy and Transversal Skills, please visit their website, digitalliteracy.skola.edu.mt. Following the first part of our discussion, we shall now focus on digital education at national level, and also at international level. As pointed out by today's guest, Mr. Grazio Grishti, digital competence is one of the 8 key competencies and refers to the confident and critical usage of the full range of digital technologies for information, communication, and basic problem solving in all aspects of life. This may sound simple to many of us, but unfortunately, worldwide, not everyone has sufficient level of digital competence. Grazio, what are the initiatives and projects do you work on to support digital learning and transformation?
Thank you, Giancarlo. So we have been embarking on several projects and initiatives in schools and sometimes also beyond school as well to promote digital competencies. Nowadays, we need to move on from the word promote, and it is something which, as you said, it's an essential competence, and it's not kind of optional, neither in the early years, in primary and in secondary, okay? As I discuss also in discussions internally and also in other sectors, we are in a situation in Malta, for example, that we have the ICT C3, which is a mandatory subject for middle school and secondary, where students are exposed to ICT for 45 minutes per week. All right, and that is good, even though I would say that it's not enough. In primary, we try to push as much as we can digital competencies, as we said, also through other subjects, okay? But unfortunately, we're in a situation where it is still kind of an optional, and it is highly dependent on teacher. If a teacher is highly competent or feel confident in using digital technologies, then the students are given opportunities in using digital tools and to elaborate in that area. If a teacher, if he's less confident in those areas, his or her students might not be exposed and challenged to use digital technologies as much as we want them to do. And I do believe that this is something that we have to work upon and we need to do something about it. There is also a challenge that we face that, unfortunately, no matter how many policies we issue and a lot of beautiful documents that we publish. Unfortunately, the culture is still that we teach for exams. The examination culture in Malta is still very strong, okay? And since digital competences at primary level are not exempt, all right, they are not assessed, kind of they are still a bit optional, which definitely we have to move on from there for sure. So some initiatives that we are working on, first of all, that is kind of a context that I always bring in when I come to talk about this area so that we move on from that part. But we are doing a lot of important initiatives. For example, a very important initiative was since 2016 when we introduced the one tablet per child. where every student in year 4, 5, and 6 has a personalized device to use for educational purposes. This is very important because this reduces or removes the gap between social background families, okay? A family that can afford a tablet or a laptop, their students had access to technology and to internet. Students that didn't have that much financial resources lacked this as well. And we've seen this during the pandemic, all right? There was high demand for additional digital resources. So, to mention some more projects and initiatives that we included, so we also introduced the virtual reality headsets. We introduced also the exam reader pens that help students with reading difficulties and so that they help them during the lessons and also during the exam. There are also some cloud-based software. We participate in European EU Code Week, all right, Internet, Safer Internet Day, Digital Citizenship Education, and we need to work a lot in the AI sector as well, AI education. It's still an innovative area in the education system, and we need to work in that area as well.
Thank you, Grazio and Giancarlo, for participating in today's podcast and sharing all this information about digital education. You've been listening to Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In today's episode, we discussed the remit and functions of the Directorate for Digital Literacy and Transversal Skills in order to better understand digitalization in education. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast and our general email eufirst.meyr@gov.mt. We also welcome you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives and to visit our website, www.education.gov.mt, in order to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Additionally, for further information on the Directorate for Digital Literacy and Transversal Skills, please visit their website, digitalliteracy.skola.edu.mt. Thank you for tuning in.
Education and Beyond was brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation.